you can bring us anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. You get to create the content of the site if you'd like. Find things online that you think are interesting. You want to share them with us, share them with the listeners of the program. You just go over to freetalklive.com, take the link that you want to share, and then submit it as show prep. That link will then appear on the upcoming stories page on our site, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of freetalklive.com. So do go, get interactive, and see what other listeners think is interesting, and then you can submit your own stuff to the site and see what the listeners think about the stuff that you've submitted. Everybody gets to vote up or down on the things they like or dislike, and as a result, we'll see what you think is interesting over at freetalklive.com. Sometimes we'll use it on the air, and even if we don't use it on the air, at least more people got to see it, stuff that you thought was interesting. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. As we go back to the phones and to you and your thoughts, Charles, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM in Charleston. Hey, Charles.
Hey. I heard this talk about race and crime, and you can't argue with the FBI statistics for a population of people. And, you know, I don't know what your response is to that, but, you know, the most violent crime is young African-American people. And, you know, it's just a strong feeling I have. And, you know, the only thing I have to look at is the newspapers in my town that it's just, you know, you see young black men in dreadlocks plastered on the front page for bank robberies, murders, and it's on and on. And you can't refute that.
You'd also agree that the unemployment numbers for young black males are the highest of any ethnic group, right?
Yes, and that's something when I talk to, you know, black people about, you know, why they voted for Obama, and I was like, how could you put this guy back into office who really has let down, I think, a population that he promised sweeping changes for? And it's just very disconcerting for me.
So as far as the statistics...
They probably thought Mitt Romney wasn't going to do anything for them either.
As far as the statistics are concerned, we had a gentleman call in last hour who brought up that maybe the statistics are skewed. Certainly, a lot of people don't, you know, I don't trust what the government says, so I have no reason to believe that they're giving the honest statistics. But aside from that, you also bring up your personal experience, which is, of course, you know, it's a case study. It's your personal anecdotes, which they're not invalid, but they're also not, you know, statistically or scientifically valid at the same time. You know, according to newamericanmedia.org, they say that as the largest racial group, whites commit the majority of crimes in America. In particular, whites are responsible for the vast majority of violent crimes. With respect to aggravated assault, whites led blacks 2-1 in arrests, enforcement. Rape cases, whites led all racial and ethnic groups by more than 2-1, and in larceny theft, whites led blacks again more than 2-1. Does that mean white people are more likely to commit all those crimes? Or does it mean that, you know, in certain circumstances, in certain economic strata, that they're more likely to be caught for them? And certainly we've seen that there's a disproportionate amount of police time that is spent on black neighborhoods, so maybe that's one of the reasons why the statistics are the way they are.
That's a very good point. And you know, I wish it was different. I wish there was more opportunity. And you know, it's hard for me. I grew up in the South, and my you know, family had Klan members in their lineage, and I don't feel that strongly. But it's hard to overcome. You know, people say that, you know, this country's came a long way. But my experience in the South, that it's still very much got a long way to go.
Charles, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This piece over at newamericanmedia.org makes a few interesting points. They say that African-American media and policymakers have been equally complicit in promoting a black-on-black crime anecdote, thinking that it could help address some of the community's problems, but what it's actually done is provide support for racial profiling and promote the disproportionate policing of black criminality as legitimate and acceptable. This over-policing has led to disproportionately higher rates of arrests in black communities, reinforcing the idea idea that blacks commit more crimes. If we were to talk about white-on-white crime, then at least we'd be addressing issues like gun violence in a racially neutral way. That doesn't happen because too many Americans remain convinced that black or brown people are the problem. Respected journalists like George Will further perpetuate lies as fact when they make blanket statements that support an ill-conceived narrative. It seems that the media in general and white American society in particular prefer to focus on the crime perpetrated by African Americans because it serves as a way to absolve them from the violence, prejudice, and institutionalized discrimination engendered for generations against blacks. It offers a buffer against responsibility, a way to shift blame and deflect cause and effect. But the truth and numbers tell a different story.
I think blame's this is kind of one of those things. Look, you could if you decide that I'm a white person and you decide that for some reason I'm to blame for racial crime, then you've taken a big step. Like that's a racist step. And I don't think that anybody out there has a blame for this except people that commit crimes. Those are the people that have the blame.
Continue.
There's no blame. There's no blame to be held by anybody of a particular ethnicity for anybody else who's in a particular ethnicity. I've never owned any slaves. Any ancestors I had that were here were Native American during the whatever times of slaves. So I mean, as if that had anything to do with it.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Phoenix, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. You know, I was going to jump on your case here, and then I just listened to those statistics you gave from that last website. So I'm kind of at a loss here, but I want to tell you what I was thinking, okay?
All right.
After Thomas's call, well, actually, as Thomas was speaking to you, immediately it was like you got defensive, and I thought to myself, boy, Ian doesn't want to alienate a certain segment of his listening audience with this. And, you know, every call after Thomas, nobody came out and said, you know, yeah, there's a big problem with black crime. Everybody is trying to give reasons and excuses for why they perceive that is. Well, they live too close together in urban environments. Well, it's the MTV culture. Well, there's more unemployed black people than there is white. I know for a fact what I've seen. I was a tow truck driver that had police contracts in Phoenix for a long time. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't want to be in South Phoenix after dark by myself. That's the fact. I know that in my neighborhood there is no crime. I haven't seen a sheriff in my neighborhood for months. I mean, it just doesn't happen. There's, you know, who cares the reason why black people are violent, especially to each other?
That is nonsense. To make a statement like that, it's a racist statement on its face.
Black on black violence is unbelievable in this country. And then also you say, I can't believe anything that the government puts out. Are you saying that the Department of Justice crime statistics are wrong?
I'm telling you there are a lot of different ways that those numbers could be skewed. One of them is the fact that a disproportionate amount of police resources are spent on black neighborhoods.
Maybe that's because there's not any crime.
Maybe it's because the cops are racists.
I think that the police would be where the crime was. Wherever the crime is where the police can make their money and do their little side.
If you're a racist hick cop, where are you going to spend your time looking for crime?
There's plenty of black
where
people that are cops.
Where the drugs and money is.
Lots of black people are cops.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI.
Why don't they go to the neighborhood, the white neighborhoods, and look for crime?
Mark, I couldn't tell you. Maybe they're getting their orders from their higher-ups, and they have to follow their orders. I don't know. But to make a statement like black people are violent is ridiculous.
Black, other black people, I'd like to finish the statement he made. To other black people was the statement.
It's a ridiculous statement. And
well, I've heard statistics, and I don't have one sitting in front of me. I thought about looking it up, that the most likely thing to kill a young black male is a young black male. And I think that they gave age groups in that particular area. So I think that there's something to talk about. When you're talking about statistics that white people are more likely to commit crime, white people are more likely in America. People are more likely to be white in America, too. So, therefore, you have a larger population from which to draw. So, it's not a per capita situation. I don't think that this matters.
I wasn't trying to throw that out there for any other reason to just throw it out there.
Yeah,
hey, look.
I think it's interesting.
White people are violent, too. There's some violent white people. Let's call white people violent. I mean, it's ridiculous. People are individuals. Can we stop throwing folks in groups based on the color of their skin or eyes or hair or their gender? Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features are for free there, including the mobile site. If you have a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams, just drop on by m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And you'll be able to get to our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Plus, even the podcast is linked there as well. It's pretty convenient for you. m.freetalklive.com. And free.
StrategicSurvival.com is a place where you can go order a book that, if you have any interest in being prepared for whether it's a weather emergency or some kind of other catastrophe, government-caused or war, these kind of things, StrategicSurvival.com is the place to go to get this book. And I recommend that you have it for whatever bug-out bag or area in your home that you have for emergencies. StrategicSurvival.com is the thing that you need for it. It is it gives you advice on whatever situation might arise, specific products that you'll need in those particular instances, ways that you can train yourself and practice for added confidence and experience. You can go read a chapter for free at strategicsurvival.com. Chapter 4 is available to you there. Strategicsurvival.com. I do recommend this book.
All right. We continue with your calls, your thoughts. Ian is in Washington, in Aberdeen, listening to KBKW. Hey, Ian.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I've got to commend you guys. I've never heard hosts let people talk like you guys talk. You know,
gosh,
cut them off and throw them off when they don't agree with you.
Gosh, I want to talk to people that don't agree with me typically. And if we if we keep calls short, it's only because we've got a load of calls to get to. I mean, our phones are loaded at the moment. So I know that, when we had Mike on a few moments ago, he's only on for two or three minutes or something like that. We do generally pride ourselves in letting people say pretty much whatever they want, as long as it's not the F-bomb or S-bomb for the most part.
I've seen that, most of the time when you're talking about race, the races will separate themselves. And I think economics has a lot to do with as far as crime goes, but when you go to Chinatown, what kind of crime do you think you're going to find?
Chinese on Chinese crime.
You go to Little Haiti, what kind of crime do you think you're going to find?
Yeah, exactly. But nobody calls it white-on-white crime. I mean, I'm here in New Hampshire where most people are white, unfortunately. It is not a very good melting pot here in New Hampshire.
Don't you understand that in America, white people are the only people in this country that are racist?
Well, no, there's racists all over the place.
No. Where have you ever heard that at?
Just that's the truth. I mean, people are racist.
But you never heard the media say that when you talk about racist groups or religious groups or anything like that, and racism comes into play. You ever hear about anybody but white people being racist?
Yeah, you've heard of the Black Panthers, haven't you? Nation of Islam?
Probably for 30 years now.
I remember seeing some guy from the Black Panthers on the Daily Show the other, a couple of weeks ago regarding the election.
Recently.
Yeah, regarding the election. I guess that there was some Black Panther standing in front of some polling place in, Philadelphia, and it was, the claim is that he was attempting to scare off white voters.
Yeah, but other than recently, when's the last time you heard about any other race being racist on the
media?
Well,
it's not necessarily
like a
race that's racist.
Isn't
it's,
recently
it's,
when we're talking about?
There are certain groups of people that... I get what you're saying. You're saying that white racism is more visible, right? That's what you're saying?
When you pull crime, it's going to have everything to do with the economy, not what color they are.
Very good. Thanks for your call and thoughts tonight, Ian. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. I don't know if he can hear us right now. Ian, can you hear us?
Color's going to come into the picture.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sometimes in the middle of a call, the person will no longer be able to hear us.
Cell phones in particular.
Yeah. So we'll continue here. But his suggestion was, and I think there's some validity to it, that white racist groups certainly get more press than, racist groups of other skin color origins. That seems to be like a true statement. I don't know why that is. Maybe the KKK is just putting out more press releases. I don't know. It's a good question. But when was the last time you heard about a white racist group, too? I mean, do the KKK do marches anymore? I mean, do they do that stuff?
I don't know. It doesn't seem very healthy.
Right. I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't really hear much about any racist groups.
I certainly don't look for it. I mean, yeah. I tell you what, this is the last conversation I wanted to have.
Apparently, plenty of other people did want to have
absolutely.
This conversation.
I think that this country's hungry for conversation on race. I got to say, it's not my favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I agree. I understand. Let's continue, though. We've got more of your calls to take here, including Zach in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Zach, what's on your mind tonight? Zach in Ithaca, going once. Zach in Ithaca, going twice. Sounds like somebody's there. Tell you what, we'll put him back on hold. We'll try Latera, calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hey, Latera.
How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called in because I wanted to say something about the, I think he was an insurance adjuster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a black guy that called it a couple of segments ago.
Yeah, yeah, but you just asked the question, and I wanted to answer it.
Okay, go for it. What's the question, and then what's the answer?
I don't know if it's the only part of the answer, but the question was, why do you hear more about white racism? And I would suggest that the reason you hear more about white racism is that traditionally, historically, black people haven't been in a position to oppress white people because of their race.
Yeah, I think that that's, I think that
if
the appropriate, especially institutional.
More economic power, you would probably hear it the other way.
I think that there's probably, as far as institutional oppression, that that's probably true. I don't think that people really care about institutional oppression. They care about the oppression that's going on to them right then, right in that instance. And so, you know, I mean, yeah, there's absolutely can be instances where, you know, people are using the governmental apparatus to oppress people because of their race. But, of course, you know, there's oppression of all sorts.
Yes, there's various types. So you're right about institutional racism, but also when it comes to individuals in particular situations, historically, the black person or the person of color doesn't always have as much of a voice, and they can't always depend on institutions to support them when it comes to a matter of justice. So you don't always hear about them doing something racist. They're not always in a position to employ someone and then deny another person a job based on race.
So
what I wanted to say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think that's changed now, that black people, especially black women, are overrepresented as a population in the government?
I think that it has changed to an extent, but when you see where they're represented, mm-hmm. maybe not so much.
Where is that? Because I don't really know.
I think that when it comes to employment in the government or anywhere else, they're much more represented than they used to be, but I don't know that it's in the positions of power and authority where it would be as, or I should say, yeah.
Latera, hold your thoughts. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. I know you said you had an additional point you wanted to make, so hang on. 855-450-FREE. More with Latera, your calls as well about whatever you want. If you can get them in. Phones are pretty busy on this subject. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. We give them away, and you can enjoy it at freetalklive.com, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because the chat room is built into the same page. And when I say the chat room, I mean that the room that is below the cam on the webpage, not the one that comes with the live stream. There's like a, if you go to the live stream cam page, they have their own little chat room. I'm not talking about that one.
Is anybody in there?
I don't know. I hope not, because they'd be pretty lonely, because the chat room that you want to be in is the one that's below the cam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show, even after the show, or before.
If you heard me talk about Bitcoins earlier and you're curious, Bitcoins, I'll tell you a little bit about them. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They are money for the Internet. You can send and receive Bitcoins without having to pay anything. Completely free to send and receive money anywhere in the world. So if you've got a friend who's in Miramar and they've got a computer, you can send them money if you want to with Bitcoins. As a matter of fact, places where they're having a very difficult time with their currencies in Greece and Argentina, apparently the Bitcoins have been very popular there.
How about Iran? There's a whole news article about how Bitcoins are really helping folks out there.
Yeah, they've got the sanctions in Iran, and people are getting around them with Bitcoins. Bitcoins give power to you, the individual. They allow you to have complete control over your bank account. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the place to go is BitInstant.com. They're the fastest, easiest, safest way to get your Bitcoins. BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations available to deposit money in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com.
You know, Free Talk Live, open phones, panel discussion here. We talk about liberty, and we'll take calls from anybody about pretty much anything, as long as, you know, it doesn't get our stations in trouble with the FCC. And we always come to the table with stuff to talk about, Mark, but you never know where this show's going to go. It was last hour where some guy called in suggesting something about black folks and propensity toward crime, and that opened up, you know, the phones, the floodgates. I mean, people have been calling in ever since on that.
I think it was the hour before that.
You think it was the first hour that that happened?
Yes, I'm reasonably certain.
All right, you might be right about that. But anyway, we've got LaTerra on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. And LaTerra, I know you had some additional thoughts, so go ahead.
Yes, as far as the insurance adjuster, he spoke to you, or to both of you, I guess, basically from a perspective that you don't know what you're talking about because you're not where he is.
And he was, he sounded black, and he suggested,
I think he might have said he was.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he said he was living in the black community and that he was seeing all this, you know, so-called black-on-black violence. So just to bring our listeners up to speed, go ahead.
Yeah. He kept saying that you don't know, so you can't talk because he's an insurance adjuster and he's around these people all the time. And the only thing that I could think as a black American was, I don't know who you are. You're not around me. You don't get to just speak for all black people through your little myopic view based on the people that you sell insurance to. Maybe your product attracts a lower class of black people.
Right. I mean, I've known plenty of white people in my life, and they've been violent toward one another. I mean, does that mean something about white people? It's ridiculous.
No, actually, what it probably means is a matter of socioeconomic status.
Yes, because I tend to agree.
I've got to say that has to be the big...
The more educated a person is, and the more economic power they have, the less likely they are to fight to do something to you physically.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that the socioeconomic status is the largest factor in it. I think that there's conversations that go on in this country around race that some are, you know, most are disempowering. There's probably some out there that are empowering, and I think that the disempowering ones can disempower some people, and they can feel desperate.
Yes, exactly.
LaTerra, great thoughts tonight. Really do appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. We've got Gary in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN in South Carolina. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
Just great. What's on your mind?
I just would like to address the fact that the black people represent, if you round it off, around 20% of the population. And you want to talk statistics, you know, let's just take that 20% and look at the social issues that are going on within that community with teenage pregnancy, graduation rates, violence, drug use, and all of that. And then you take and you look at the welfare system and the that's become a lifestyle for them. And then when you make a comment about because crime is happening, most of the crime is happening in those communities because of those issues. Make a comment about a cop being a hick racist. That's kind of a racist comment in its own.
No, it's not. It's realistic. There's plenty of racist cops out there. You think that's not true?
I think there may be racist cops out there, but I think percentage-wise, there's very few and far in between.
What evidence do you have for that?
They're in the area where the crime is happening at the most part. Doesn't make them a racist. It just makes them be in there.
I didn't say all cops were racist. I just said they're racist cops.
Well, and I'd like to point out...
There probably are. There's racist everybody.
There was a situation during the O.J. Simpson trial where we got to hear some audio that was going on over the speakers, the walkie-talkies of the cops in L.A. And now this is a big police department, and this wasn't going on between two cops. This was going on over their band. Mm-hmm. And the one cop said, "It looks like gorillas in the mist out here."
Oh, jeez.
And now that, to me, if he's willing to say that over the speaker... it says he doesn't have any empathy towards the black people that are on his that work with him, because I mean there had to have been a good percentage of black people that were cops in L.A. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it also says to me that he had no fear of reprisal.
Okay, so what you're saying is that most cops are racist. Is that what you're saying?
No, really? I don't think anyone
really
said that.
After that conversation, that's what you heard?
What were you saying, Gary? Were you saying that most black teenagers are more likely to have teenage pregnancies? Because that seems pretty ridiculous to me. I think white teens are also getting pregnant.
Percentage-wise, I'm not saying that, but if you look at just the black community percentage-wise, yeah, you got more white people committing white crimes and more white people on the welfare. But there's a hell of a lot more white people than there are black people. So
can we just please stop using terms like the black community? I mean, it's absolutely silly to put out. Do we use the term the white community? Does that happen at any point? No, because people are individuals. Can we stop putting them in groups?
Okay, fine. Then let's just.
How about teenage pregnancy happens to teenagers?
Okay, but fine. But you want to talk about racism and everything? It's not racism, but you got to look at the social issues that are going on in that community percentage-wise to the other communities. And, yeah, you got more of them, so you're going to have higher numbers. But if you take that one spectrum and you look at it, the percentages are much higher. And, yeah, there's economic issues involved and all, but what are we doing with that? We're providing a welfare state for them, a lifestyle, and we're not doing anything to help them get out of this situation.
Hey, I'm against the welfare state, too, but there's plenty of white people taking welfare as well, man. It's a problem across the board. To just say it's them, you know, is really unfair.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm saying you got a lot more ethnic people, because I can't say white anymore. You got a lot more white people in this country than you do black people. But percentage-wise, if you look at it, crimes are committed here. That's why the cops are there. They're not there because they're racist.
I don't agree. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control. I think that the police tend to focus their time more often in economically challenged areas.
Yeah,
in a lot of instances, that's black areas.
The cop cars are in the trailer parks, too.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, that much is true. Now, I've got to say that I do think that if you're going to use the term black community, that it faces a big issue of teen pregnancy, but that goes back to the welfare system.
Mm-hmm.
And people thinking in ethnic ways, like white guilt, wanting to pay off whatever kind of problems were created in the past by other white people, that kind of thing. It's all this, it perpetuates a problem.
Every pregnant teenage girl I ever saw was white.
Yes, well, it's not like you're living in New Hampshire, for God's sake.
No, I don't mean here in New Hampshire, I mean down in Florida. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that doesn't mean anything, it's just my personal experience. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If you're on the lines, we've got just enough time to get you in on Free Talk Live. Here in the remaining moments, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
If we don't get you in tonight, no big deal. You can just call tomorrow night. Because Mark and Stephanie will be here for the live Sunday edition. And we do this thing every single night of the week. So there's plenty of time for you to get your thoughts on the air about whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you don't get Free Talk Live all 7 nights a week live for all 3 hours per night on your local talk radio station. You can always call, talk to the program director, and ask him or her real nicely to add some Free Talk Live or add more Free Talk Live. That would be super. And another way that you can support the show is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a program that allows you, the listener, to support this show, get more freedom-oriented talk content on radio stations and around the Internet into as many ears as possible. That's what the AMP program allows us to do, and it's been helping us a lot over the years. We've been doing this now for a decade, and the AMP program's been around for about 7 years of that decade, and it's been a huge help for us. So you can get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website, amp.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that helps businesses with accounts receivable issues. And you can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. We do thank Jason Osborne and SACL CAI for that.
All right, so we continue with you and your thoughts. Ladies first, let's go to Nan, listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. First time I've ever heard you guys, and I had some questions about your philosophy or your belief system.
Go right ahead.
What is the economic system that you believe in?
I believe in freedom, meaning
support.
I believe in freedom, meaning you should be free to live your life how you want, spend your money in the way that you think is best, save it, give it away in the ways that you think is best. And I don't know what system that is. I just think it's the lack of a system, personally.
Okay. And how do you feel about cooperation versus competition?
I think there's places for it I think both are necessary. I think that cooperation is certainly useful in certain circumstances, and in other circumstances it's important to have competition in order to put a check on greedy people, for instance.
But I think the cooperation's really in vogue right now, and I think that there's a lot of advantages to it.
Did that answer your question?
Sort of. Let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
How do you feel about what would your feelings be about, say, those at the bottom of the socioeconomic stratus that game the system for millions versus those at the top of the economic strata that game the system for trillions.
So you're adding them together. I don't think anybody at the bottom is getting millions out of gaming the system.
Not individually.
Okay.
but collectively.
There would be nothing to game if the system didn't steal money and power from the individual. The system is the game. That's where the theft occurs. So if there's a person who in your town who goes around with impunity robbing people of their money, and then they go out to town square and they pass out $10 bills, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking $10 bills from them. I don't think you're a thief or any kind of thing like that. You're just somebody who takes $10 bills from a person who takes $10 bills from you and everybody else.
Hey, thank you, Nan, for the call. Feel free to call any other time you would like. We're going to move on here to get to Barbara, who's listening on the road in Virginia to, I believe, WCHV in Charlottesville. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. I was listening, and someone said about if you have a low economic, if you're low economic, and I hate to put people in black, but he said black, then they're just waiting for a chance to maybe come down on a person that's white. Well, I went to a historically black college, and I'm white, and I was an older white student going, and the young people that were there were totally okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
The black professors that were there were totally not okay with me being there. I was ridiculed daily in class.
By the professor.
By two of them. The rude sexual remarks about me being older. I was like 33. And about just that I was, well, one of the remarks was, and I don't like to be specific because it really still hurts, that the best way to learn to have sex is to have it with an older woman. Well, all these young kids were in there. And, he said things like that to me continuously.
Mm.
It wasn't a personal health class that I had to take to finish getting my to graduate. And I went there for 2 years, and it was really difficult with the professors there. The kids, on the other hand, were so nice, and I call them kids because they were a lot younger than me.
Sure.
And but they were from D.C. and New York, and those D.C. and New York gangs were at each other all the time. I mean, you could just see the tension I didn't know they were gangs until I didn't even know why they were split up. I would talk to the other kids there and go, why are they acting like that? Or why are they? And it was because they were still in gangs. And, but then to me, they could barely, they had the old thing of not even looking me in the eye when they talked to me. And it was really strange. And
interesting observations. So you're saying that there was gang activity on the campus?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Now, why didn't you report any of these affronts to?
Professors. I did report them, but I'm reporting them to the same age bracket.
Yeah.
Of people, and it just went around and around, and even went. I even called the president of the university, and he was still same age bracket, and no one, I thought, well, I could take this to a whole different level and sue and all that, and I just decided, it's not worth fighting. It's not, I'm not going to change that.
I tend to agree with you
The newer generation that was, peaceful and accepting, they're going to come along and, they'll change that.
Barbara, thanks for sharing.
I think these attitudes are going away over time.
Yeah, appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. 855-450-FREE. Sean, listening in Benton Harbor to WSJM-FM in Michigan. Hey, Sean. Sean in Benton Harbor, going once. Sean in Benton Harbor, going twice. Put him back on hold. We'll try Dave, listening in Eureka to KGOE out on the West Coast. Hey, Dave.
Well, it was some long time ago that the subject of Bradley Manning came up on your show, and the fact that he's finally going before a judge after an awful long time of being held in some irregular ways. And I don't pretend to have any particular inside track knowledge as to whether or not he was justified in what he did, but I'm very much concerned about the treatment that he's received, how he's been held. It seems to me it's violated all kinds of normal routines and procedures. And yesterday, Julia Assange, who had the WikiLeaks, that's to whom he had leaked this information.
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, and, you know, my concern is not that what's said, is it a national security threat, or is it that our government is in the business of covering up its own misdeeds, irregularities, sometimes crimes?
I tend to go with the latter on that one.
Well, one thing's for certain, that the government got egg on its face, and the government has not been able to point to anybody who has been harmed in any way who's on, quote-unquote, our side. So the idea that he's given information to the enemy hasn't been proved, but the government's been harmed sort of from a public relations standpoint has been.
Right. You put egg on their face, and they strike back pretty hard, as we were talking about at the beginning of the show with the New York artist who made some fun of the New York Police Department is now facing, several dozen criminal charges as a result. Dave, thanks for the call and thoughts. Let's get Sean back on here. Give him one more shot. Sean, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
All right. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
Hello?
Hey, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to quote on that situation about the black thing.
Sure.
Hello? I'm on here?
Yes, you are. Go.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see, like, on different sides. I can't hear nothing.
I'm sorry about that, Sean. I don't know why that is, but we're not talking while you're talking, so you've got, I'm telling you, you've got 30 seconds or less because we're almost done with the show for the evening, so go quickly.
Okay. Well, I'm living in a community where, okay, I'm 35. I might look young for my age, but I got shot 4 times. But I'm black, but I'm polite. I don't treat, like, I go in another part where it's just predominantly white. I go over there, and then, like, I speak, but they don't speak back. They act, stuff like that. But I don't.
That's unfortunate. I wish we had more time to talk to you, Sean. We are out of it for tonight.
Sorry to hear that.
Been a good bunch of calls. Okay. Thanks to everybody for participating.
Call back tomorrow.
Very good. It'd be great. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.